कृतस्य आकस्मलमिदं विषामि समुपस्थितं अनार्जजुष्टं असर्गम अकीर्तिकरमज अनार्जजुष्टं नॉट एट ऑल बिफिटिंग ए मैन हु नोज द प्रोग्रेसिव वैल्यूज ऑफ लाइफ. Aryan means who are progressive. So this dejection of Arjuna in the battlefield is described as befitting a non-Aryan. Aryan, according to Aryan civilization, as described in the Bhagavad Gita, there are four divisions inaugurated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As you have already explained, dharmant shakshad bhagavatani, any systematic religious process is to be understood. It is given by God. Man cannot make any religious system. So, this Aryan system, progressive system, is Chaturvarnam Maya system Gunakarma Vibhava. Krishna says, it is introduced by me for very good management of the social order. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So Arjuna belongs to the Kshatriya family, therefore his hesitation to fight in the battlefield is not befitting the Aryan. For the royal order to become non-violent, this is not good. The Kshatriyas, when they are fighting in the battlefield, the killing is not a sin for them. Similarly, a Brahmana, when he is offering sacrifice, sometimes animals are sacrificed. So that does not mean that he is committing sin. This animal sacrifice was made not for eating the animal. It was for testing the Vedic mantra, whether the Brahmanas who were engaged in offering sacrifice, whether they were chanting the Vedic mantra in right way. That was tested by offering one animal and again giving the animal a new youth life. That was animal sacrifice. Sometimes horses, sometimes cows were offered. But in this age, Kali Yuga, they are forbidden. Because there is no such Jagrit Brahma. All kinds of sacrifices are forbidden in this age. Ashamedham gavalambham sannyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutatpatti kalau pancha vivarjay. Ashamed sacrifice, Govet sacrifice, sannyas, and to get child by deva, husband's younger brother, these things are forbidden in this age. So it was the duty of the Kshatriya to fight. Therefore Krishna is condemning his behavior, that this is not befitting a Kshatriya. By this action you will be defamed. Akirti Karamarjuna, you are such a nice fighter, soldier, and if you cease to fight, then the other party will defame you in so many ways. What am I thinking of? Especially, you are my friend. I am standing here despite my becoming your chariot driver. If you decline to fight, certainly it will be a great havoc. Don't do this. Therefore he says, anarjajishtam asargam. Asargam means you cannot be promoted to the heavenly planet. It is said that a Kshatriya who dies in the fight is immediately promoted to the heavenly planet. But because he is dying for the good cause, therefore he is promoted. Asargam akirtikaram. It is defamation on your part. So, kloibbang masma gama pratha naitat tai upapadyate chudrang ridayadurballang takta uttishtha parantapa. Parantapa means one who can give trouble to the enemies. It is the duty of the Kshatriya. Enemies, aggressor, they should be killed. There is no atutai. Atutai means one who is aggressor, one who kidnaps one's wife, one who take away by force one's wealth, one who sets fire in one's house. These are called aggressors. So aggressors should be killed. Aggressors should be given trouble. So Krishna does not teach unnecessarily non-violence. If Kshatriya becomes non-violent, then the whole state will be in chaos. They must learn how to kill any criminal. He should be immediately killed. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, Arjuna's grandson, when he was touring in his empire, the whole world was at that time Indian empire. Not Indian exactly, Bharatvarsha. Now we have imitated some name, Bharat, the Indian, in Hindustan. But formerly the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. So when he saw that one black man was trying to kill one cow, immediately he took his sword. Immediately I shall kill you. Who are you killing cows in my kingdom? This is Kshatriya's business. But there is no Kshatriya now, because so many cows are being killed. Nobody is protesting. It is the duty of the Kshatriya to protect every living entity born in the land, in his kingdom. It is not that, as it is going on now, that only the human beings should be protected and not the animals. No animal could be killed except in sacrifice, as prescribed. unnecessarily, there was no need of killing animals. That is great sin. Striya-sunapana-dhuto-jatra-papas-chaturvida. Striya, illicit connection with woman is sinful life. Unnecessary killing animals, that is sinful life. Intoxication, that is sinful life. Gambling, that is also sinful life. When this Kali was excused, he surrendered himself to Maharaj Parikshit that you have asked me to go out of your kingdom, but where is out of your kingdom? The whole world is your kingdom. So kindly give me some place where I can stay. So Maharaj Parikshit gave him these four places that you can stay where illicit sex life is going on, that means prostitution, and unnecessary animals are killed, slaughterhouse, Tiyasuna, Panaduta, where intoxicants are indulging or gambling. In these four places you can stay. So at that time Kali could not find out such place throughout the whole world. So he was disturbed. So there was conspiracy to kill Maharaj Parikshit, because the Kali could understand that so long Maharaj Parikshit would live, it is impossible to find out a slaughterhouse or a brothel or drinking house or gambling place. No. So the kingdom was so nice. We have got description from Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir, many. The monarchy was so nice that because they were trained up, Rajarshi, they are not ordinary kings. They are as good as great sages and king, great saintly person. Imam Rajar Sayo Vidu. Krishna said, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamanaham Abhyam. Krishna said to the sun god, Vivasan. So he says, the sun god transferred the teaching to his son Manu, and Manu transferred the teaching to Maharaj Ikkhaku, evam parampara praptam. In this way, the point is that the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita was especially taught to the royal order, because they would know, they should know, because a king is supposed to be representative of God, Naradeva. King is addressed as Naradeva. Even in 500 years ago, when Sanatana Goswami was minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, Sanatana Goswami wanted to resign. He wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So when the Nawab understood that Sanatana Goswami, his name was Dabir Khas, he changed his name. He said, no, you cannot resign. Then my whole kingdom will be topsy-turvy. I completely dependent on you. Sanatana Goswami said, Your Majesty, I am not no more able to serve you. Kindly excuse me. Then the Nawab said that then I shall punish you. I am Nawab. I am king. So Sanatana Goswami said, yes, you can punish me because you are representative of God. He never protested, "Oh, you are Mohammedan, I am this Hindu," or no. He accepted him, that you can punish him. Oh, the idea is, formally, the monarch, the king, was actually representative of God. They used to rule in such a nice way that nobody was unhappy. During Maharaj Yudhishthira's ruling reign, you'll find in the Bhagavatam that people were so happy that they had no anxiety. Not only they were free from all anxieties, but they had not to bear even scorching heat or severing cold, no. So as they are so happy. That is the duty of the government. It may be monarchy or democracy. The first duty of the government is to see that all the citizens, they are feeling happy. That is the duty of the government. Not simply collecting taxes and all the citizens may go to hell, doesn't matter. This is not good government. Good government is to see there are, it may be secular government. The secular government does not mean that the whole citizen should be religious, less religious, godless. Secular government should see that the even there are many religious sects, such like Hindus and Muslims and Christians. So, secular government does not mean that they should neglect. They should see that the Hindus are strictly following the principles of Hindu religion. The Mohammedans are strictly following the principles of Mohammedan religion. Or that is government's duty. Nobody should remain unemployed. That is government's duty. There are so many things that are all described in connection with Maharaj Prithu, one noble king. In Bhagavad, you'll find everything, politics, sociology, religion, culture, philosophy, everything is fine. Vidya Bhagavatavad, all kinds of cultural and educational instruction are there in the Srimad Bhagavad. Klabbhaṁ māsmak gamaprātha naitattattvai upapadyate chudraṁ ridayadarmallam takta uttiṣṭha parantam. Give up this cowardice habit. You get up and prepare for your fight. This is Kshatriya's business. You should not go behind. Arjuna vāca. Arjuna replied, kathāṁ bhīṣmam ahaṁ saṅkhe dronaṁ ca madhusūdana isubhi pratijasāmi pujārhā varisūdana. Now, Krishna was encouraging to fight. Arjuna was also very intelligently replied. He addressed Krishna as Madhusudana, Parisudana. Madhusudana means the killer of Madhu, demon, or the killer of enemy. His purpose is that I have to kill Bhishma Dev, who is my so kind grandfather, and I have to kill Dronacharya, who is my teacher, from whom I have learned this military art. So, you have killed the demons and your enemy, and why you are inducing me to kill my guru and my grandfather? This is his argument. Kathaṁ bhīṣmam ahaṁ saṅkhe dronaṁ ca madhusūdana isubhi pratijasāmi. They, my grandfather, my teacher, may chastise me, but how I can pierce with arrows their body? This is the problem. Duty. Arjuna was forgetting duty. And Krishna was inducing him. Never mind. According to Kshatriya rules and regulations, even the opposite party is your own son, you should not hesitate to kill him. This is Kshatriya's business. If the opposite party is your own son, but when there is fight, then must be decided, one party must be killed. This is Kshatriya's business. So, he says, Gurun Hatyahi Mahanubhavan. This Guru, this Dronacharya and Bhishma, they are not ordinary men. Mahanubhavan. Bhishma, everyone knows, Bhishma is one of the authorities of religious principle. There are 12 authorities. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Bhishma, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. There are 4, 12 authorities. One of them is Bhishma. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. The Bhishma is not ordinary person. Therefore he says, Katham Gurun Hattahi Mahanubhavan Sriyo Bhaktum Bhaikram Apiha Loke. I do not like to kill my Guru, who is so great, and my grandfather. Better I shall become a beggar. A Kshatriya's business is not to beg. A Brahmana can beg. A Brahmana can accept charity. But Kshatriya cannot accept any charity from anyone else. Neither he can come down to do business like the Vaishyas. That is not. Everyone should stick to his own principle. If this is followed, then it is really a secular government. The government must see whether you are claiming as a Brahmana, whether you are actually discharging your duties as a Brahmana. That is secular law. You are claiming as a Kshatriya, whether you are discharging your duties as a Kshatriya. You are a Vaishya, whether you are discharging your duties as Vaishya. This is government's duty. That is Chaturbarna, Mahasishna. Now they are eager to wash off this social system. They want classless society. But in the material world, there cannot be any classless society. It is not possible. Classless society can be established in the spiritual world. That's just like we are propagating this Krishna consciousness movement. This is classless society. Here you will find Europeans, Americans, Indians, Africans, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, but they have forgotten that they are Hindus, Muslims, or Christians, or Americans, or Indians. They are all identifying, you are all servant of Krishna. This is classless society. This is classless society. There is no distinction. Here, a Hindu coming from very respectable Brahmin family, and another man is coming from the dog-eater's family. It doesn't matter. As soon as one becomes Vaishnava, he is classless society. Therefore, it is forbidden. Vaishnave jati buddhi. Arche Siladhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Naraki. Just like we should not consider this deity before us as made of some metal or wood. No. Arche Siladhi. No. Here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing. We should take it like that. Otherwise, does it mean that we are offering our obeisances to a metal doll? We have become so fooled? No. We take it. Here is Krishna personally standing. If one cannot feel like that, this Shastra says you should feel like that. Arche Siladhi. Guru Su Naramati. Guru, spiritual master, should not be considered as ordinary human being. Guru Su Naramati. The Ganges water, one should not think that it is ordinary water. Or Charanamrita. These are forbidden. Similarly, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. One should not think, he is American Vaishnava, he is Brahman Vaishnava, he is African Vaishnava, he is black Vaishnava, he is white Vaishnava. No. Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Servant of God. Just like in the Ganges water, there are so many, in Calcutta I have seen so many mill water coming, sewage ditches water is coming. But when it falls down on the Ganges water, it is no more any other water, everything is Ganges water. Practically we accept it. In Calcutta there are many rigid Hindus, Brahmins, they are taking bath in the Ganges. But even stool is floating there. They set it aside and take bath. Ganges water, actually you see chemically, although so many unclean water is coming there, it is still pure. Similarly, Vaishnava, he may come from any family, it doesn't matter. He becomes immediately transcendental. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mancha Bhavicharini Bhakti Yogi Naja Sevate Sagunan Samaditta Itan Brahma Bhuyakal. Immediately, we are trying to become, to understand Aham Brahmasmi. So, this realization immediately becomes effective if one is a pure devotee. Mancha Bhavicharini Bhakti Yogi Naja Sevate Sagunan Samatitta Ita. He is above all these three qualities. So, if actually you want to make classless society, then you have to accept this Krishna consciousness. There is no other one. If you make artificially classless society, it will never be effective. The communists are trying to make classless society. That classless society can be formed on spiritual platform, not on the material platform. This will be artificial. Pandita Samadarshan, when one is actually advanced in knowledge, means one should understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna or God. That is advancement of knowledge. Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And Krishna is the supreme soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakanka. Simply by understanding that I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, will not help us. You must act like Brahma. Then it will be. Janma, guna karma vibhagas. There must be realization that is guna. At the same time, there must be practical work. That is Vedic civilization. You should not claim falsely. If you are actually Brahmana, you must act as a Brahman. If you are a Kshatriya, you must act as a Kshatriya. Guna karma vibhag. Not that I am a Brahmana, now I have become something else. Just like in Calcutta, we have seen there are small slaughterhouses, and they have posted one deity, Goddess Kali, and have got sacred thread, and the signboard is, this meat is slaughtered by a Brahman. Therefore it is pure. Therefore it is pure. And that is going on. The meat eaters, they take all this meat, and they think it is the prasad of Goddess Kali, and it is slaughtered by a Brahman. It is, there is no sin. It is all right. This is going. No, Brahmana is not meant for becoming a killer. No. Brahmana should be truthful. Brahmana should be cleansed. No sinful life. Brahmana should be controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Brahmana must be well-educated, jnana, and he must apply the knowledge in practical life and believe in the Vedic injunction. These are the qualifications of Brahmana. Similarly, there are qualifications of Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. We should follow that. And it is the duty of the government to see that this man is claiming as a Brahmana whether he is actually executing the duties of Brahmana. That is government's duty. Not that they should simply fight that I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. No. The government's duty is to see that actually whether he is as he claims to be. Arjun says that I do not like to kill my grandfather or my guru, not only ordinary guru. Guru is never ordinary. Guru that I have explained, never we should consider guru as ordinary human being. Guru means as king is the representative for giving protection to the people. Similarly, a guru or brahmana is also meant for giving protection to the people from spiritual side. The king, Kshatriya, is meant for giving protection to the people from material side. The Vaishya is to produce from material side. Everything is systematically arranged. Brahmana means the intelligent class of man. Kshatriya means the administrative class of man. And Vaishya means the productive class of man. And the Shudra means ordinary worker. These divisions are everywhere. You cannot say that only the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are in India. No. When it is a creation of Krishna or God, it must be everywhere, in every planet, in every country, every city. Because anywhere you go, either in Europe or America, you will find some classes of men, very intelligent class. They are interested in philosophy, science. Similarly, there is a class of men who are interested in politics. They are Kshatriyas, you can say. Similarly, there are persons who are interested in making money, Vaishyas, and there are ordinary class of men. They neither Brahmana nor Kshatriya nor Shudra. They cannot live independent. Shudra means he must find out a master. A master. Paricharyatmakam karyam Shudra karma sabhavat. Shudra's business is to find out a master. Just like a dog. A dog must find out a nice master, otherwise it is a street dog. Its condition is not very good. Similarly, Shudra means he must have a nice paying master, otherwise his life is at risk. So if you consider in that way, the Shastra says, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. You hardly find a real Brahmin or real Kshatriya or Vaishya. Because they are after service. In the Shastra, it is said that a Brahmana, if he is in difficulty, he may take the profession of a Kshatriya or up to a Vaishya, but never take the business of a Shudra like a dog. That is private. And nowadays, we are claiming to become Brahmana and going here and there with application, if there is any vacancy, sir. So these things are topsy-turvy. Simply it has become a farce. Actually, if we want to establish Vedic civilization, then we must follow strictly the principles of Vedas as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, and it is in practice, then Daiva Varnasam, that is required. Daiva Varnasam, there must be the four divisions, just like we have got four divisions in our body. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. The leg division is the Shudra, the belly division is the Vaishya, and the arm division is the Kshatriya, and the head division is the Brahman. So these divisions are now lost. Actually, there is no Kshatriya, no Brahman. Maybe there are some Vaishyas and Shudras. So suppose, if your whole body, there is only belly and leg, then what is the body? If you have no head and no arm, then how it is? What kind of body it is? Therefore, in the social order of the present day, there is no Brahmana, no Kshatriya. Only there are some few Vaishyas and Shudras. Therefore, there is chaos all over the world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for creating some real Brahman. At least there may be head. They are all mad after the influence of the material energy. So there is need of some Brahman who can give advice to the people how to live, how to become God conscious, how to become happy. There is great need of this movement. Simply so-called classless society will not help us. That is not Vedic civilization.
Hatyartha kamangstu gurun nihaiva bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan.
So Arjuna is giving his nice argument that if I kill my such great grandfather and such noble my teacher, then after killing them, if I enjoy this world, it will be mixed with blood and fire. So I cannot fight.
Arjuna clearly declined to fight.
Then again he says,
Na chaitat vidma kataranna gariyo jadva jayema jadivana jayeyu janeva hatyana jiji vishama ste avasthita pro mukhe dhartarashtra.
He said that after killing my family man, Dhritarashtra, Dhartarashtra, Pandava, Dhritarashtra and Pandu, they are two brothers, and they are sons, cousin brothers. So, generally, people want to increase his material opulence to show to his friends and relatives. When one person constructs a very new, very nice house, he invites his relatives and his friends to show them that now I have become so opulent.
So Arjuna is thinking in that term, that suppose I conquer over and I get the kingdom, that if my relatives and brothers are dead, whom shall I show? This is another kind of vairagya. How this material relationship makes one foolish. Arjuna is playing the part of a foolish man, and Krishna will chastise him. We shall see later on. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hiranyakashipu. This God has taken the shape of Narasimha Swami, and then he finishes him by tearing his stomach, and then he takes out the intestines and puts it in his mouth. That is the pictures normally shown. What is the significance and how this is actually, what it is meaning? Whether he is, why he, this sort of picture is being given, and everywhere I see this picture in bazaar and everywhere. Right from my childhood, I've been seeing this. What does this signify?
It is not significant. Keshavadhita Naraharis Rupa Tavakara Kamalavari Nakhamad Bhuta Singham Dalita Hiranna Kashiputanu Bringam Keshavadhita Naraharis Rupa Nishinga Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare. So, Krishna assumed the Narahari, Nisinga Rupa, half man, half a lion. So these are description in the Shastras. Ramadi Murti Sukalaniyamena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makarat Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Sang Samabhavat Paramapumanaju Govindamadi Purushamta. So there is no significance. This Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. Then when he was refused by Lord Brahma that you cannot become immortal, that is not possible. Then in a roundabout way he took benediction from Lord Brahma that he would not die on land, on water, on the sky, no weapon can kill him, no demigod can kill him. In this way, roundabout way, he thought, now he has become immortal. So, to keep the words of Brahma as it is, the Lord assumed a form which is not within his description. And instead of killing him with a weapon, he killed him by the nails. Nail is not considered as a weapon. So he killed him between day and night because he also took benediction that I shall not die during daytime or night time. So God, Krishna is so intelligent that we may try to become immortal by so many scientific brands, but there will be some flaw and one must be killed. This is God's intelligence. I cannot follow. Yes.
Is that a sin?
Yes, certainly. You cannot kill even an ant.
Then he should give up such study.
That is your business. What can I say? But any kind of animal killing is sin, sinful. Krishna says, Sarvajonishu Kaunte Asambhavanti Murta. या तासांग महज्जनि ब्रह्म अहंग बीजपद पिता कृष्णा सेज दैट आई एम द सीड गिविंग फादर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज इन एनी फॉर्म सर्वजोनिषु सर्व मीन्स ऑल 8,400,000 स्पीसीज एंड फॉर्म्स सो कृष्णा इज द फादर एंड ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज आर पार्ट एंड पार्सल of the Lord. They have different dresses according to different karma, but actually every living entity is part and parcel of God, sons. So suppose a father has got 10 sons and one of them or two of them are useless. So if the elder brother wants to make some experiment by killing the younger brother, would the father be pleased? No. Father will be sorry if the intelligent boy is killed or the dull boy is killed. For father, there is no such distinction. Similarly, you cannot kill animals without being sanctioned. That sanction is in the sacrifice, and we have already explained for testing. According to Vedic system, if you kill anybody, then you must be responsible for the sinful life.